Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. In the 1950s, if a family had a West Coast totem pole souvenir, chances are it was carved by Ellen Neal. She is the first woman known to have professionally carved totem poles. The Quagga Kewuk artist was born on November 14, 1916, in Alert Bay on the Inside Passage of Northern Vancouver Island. Her creative spirit was encouraged by her maternal grandfather, who strenuously taught her line work, old styles, stories, and dedication. Through her grandfather's education and hard work, she was carving and selling her work to Alert Bay tourists by the age of 12. And now in Blackfoot.
Anokamuk, 1950s.
In 1938, she married Edward Neal, and in 1943, the family moved to Vancouver. After her husband fell ill, Ellen began carving in a workshop in Powell Street, carrying the financial burden of caring for her family. In the 1940s and 50s, women weren't allowed to carve totem poles, but that didn't stop Ellen, who carved and painted in her little workshop that eventually grew into a storefront business. By 1946, Ellen recruited her family to help make the small totem poles sold to tourists. One time she received an order for 2,000 poles from Hudson's Bay. Her husband cut out the blanks with a bandsaw. Ellen would carve them and her children painted them.
Meek, 1938, Sotam Patua Unapim, Edward Neal. Gemik Annik, 1943, Sudamita Pistutia, Gimme Annikum Hakoki, Vancouver. Genini Unapim, it is cheese to me. Gina Kiu, Sudamatumatap, Ita Pikataki one Kanitin Hikatu Panik, Situkuchik, Powell Street. Ustuane Okane Punstatu Makutumatapias, Geniksuku six. Gyamuk, 1940, 50, Saksa, Geeks, Mate Stutsimia, Machke Sine Sanik, Machke Satsini Saniksi, Mistakes. Gyamu Matsiko, what it's not, you, Ellen. So Damumans to Eka Kimatum, Gyam Kutapu, Taksinikanik, Ekutestishka, Sisudamatumatapumanim. From Nixie Hudson's Bay. Gini unapi mustui, outi kak yaki. Gius itesat uhtesat niman, uks mistakes. Na Alan, anske uku six, utes bumu,
As a speaker in 1948 at the Conference on Native Indian Affairs, Neal furthered her career and became an established artist. After the conference, the Parks Board gave her a studio in Stanley Park where she established Totem Art Studios. Ellen's talent and prolific output of poles helped to revive the traditional art form. Vancouver City Councilors presented totem poles to visiting dignitaries, including Queen Elizabeth II, actor and singer Bing Crosby, and actress Katharine Hepburn. Vancouver became known as Totem Land, and Ellen's work was collected internationally.
Native Indian Affairs. Gina Neal, Sudam Pak Yu, Yumi Utesinax. Sudamat Apu Tumui Oaks Nixke, Oaks Parks Board. Utit Kukexi, Makita Poutax. Oos Nitin Kadup, Stanley Park. Yendi my matukani tohtum yus usinak sit kiniksi mis cheeks. Anna ki sudam kuchita suks satu mutesinak sin. Kimian niksi ito pik sa niutsita pistuts piao. Vancouver, yen niksi oka kitsimeks. Sudam snat si chimiao ninawa ki matsit kutsi yawe. Gen nakayaks ni chinchikataya. Ain't he Bing Crosby, Ginanai actress Katharine Hepburn. Gen nixe matukane. Ich chini stutui kyungs mystics, gen nixe uchita pestutu apua.
By 1960, at the age of 44, Ellen began losing weight and her sight. At times she was too sick to work. Eventually, she was admitted into the hospital in January 1966 and died shortly afterwards on February 3rd. Ellen Neal played a crucial role in establishing Native arts as a way for Indigenous people to support their communities and continue their heritage. In 1985, the UBC Museum of Anthropology erected a totem pole they had commissioned from Neal in Stanley Park, where it was on display until September 2024. The pole is now on permanent display at the museum.
Gennick, 1960. Udo 44. Sudam matap isaway suki situ matapat stu mamu ukta yapspi. That yap. Ayapsi. Kumest si stumi. Gennik. January 1666. Itukapsi. Anno. February 3rd. Na Ellen Neal. Sudamitap si hikasi. Stanley Park. And kamu manista piputupia. Gennukumik annik September 2024. And no kids too, and go me, Mac Aga be, and you might eat a cheek got six.